Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's right. We're riding with the King. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Howard Eskin in studio with us. As always, brought to you by Xfinity Philadelphia's fastest internet and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. Howard, how you doing today?
I have never had a bad or uninteresting day in my life.
Well, there's no uninteresting days around this city with these teams. That is for sure.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Yeah, and Howard, look, well, I always think about what we might talk about as the weekend ends, and the Eagles lost last Thursday, and I figured just normally, all right, we'd be talking about the Eagles tonight and what's going on over there with the coach and the quarterback.
They covered, though, Joe. They covered.
They did cover. Barely, but yeah. They got that cover. Yeah, 6.5, they covered that. We'll touch on the Eagles before our hour ends. But Howard, we got to start with the circus that is the Sixers. The season tips tomorrow night. Two teams start tonight, but the Sixers start tomorrow night. And this Ben Simmons thing is worse now than it was 2 weeks ago. It's worse now than it was in the summer. Ben Simmons, Howard, kicked out of practice today. I'm sitting there waiting for the live stream to start of this press conference that never came because he didn't talk because they told him to go home. Howard, the Sixers look ridiculous. Ben, we know what he is at this point. I mean, we know who Ben Simmons is, what he is. The me guy is about him. And I don't understand what the Sixers' endgame is here as Daryl Morey continues to try to wait for some make-believe mythical trade that's going to come out of nowhere to net them a star. This is a waste of everyone's time, Howard. Ours, the Sixers, Glenn Rivers, Daryl Morey, Ben. It's a waste of time. Get this guy out of here now.
It's a joke on so many different levels. You start with the immature, coddled child at 25 years old. That is Ben Simmons. I got up early. I figured I want to get there early. They told us to be there, the media, be there by 11:45. So I wanted to get there early because I knew there'd be a lot of people. And the way they set it up, for me, I wanted to live stream it on my Twitter, which I did, or I did with the other people, not Simmons. So I get there early. And then I find out before we're allowed in that they kicked him out of practice and he's been suspended. So, and the Sixers, and then it was verified by a Sixers release that he's been suspended. So that's the first level. Ben Simmons has been dismissive. He doesn't want to be here. And now he's causing problems. But the villain now has to start being pointed to Daryl Morey, who I've said this on the air. I think now I've elevated him to fraud, and he's a con man. He conned the Sixers out of $12 million a year, and he's done nothing in his NBA career. He's won some games. He's not achieved an ultimate goal.
Well, he hasn't even been to the finals.
Yeah, and he left Houston in a shambles. So what has he done? Now, he's a good guy, and I think he's a smart guy, but he's got no guts. And I've been told by NBA people, there are general managers that won't talk to him, won't take his call. And there are general managers that don't like to talk to him because, and this comes from NBA people I talk to, he always overvalues his players.
Well, look at this situation.
And that's exactly right. So it's a history that, again, now is proven and accurate because he hasn't traded him yet. And he is now becoming the problem because you have got to get rid of Ben Simmons. What value does he honestly think he's going to get? What is he going to get for Ben Simmons? He's not going to get Damian Lillard.
Nope.
That was a joke. And he wanted draft picks, too. He's not going to get Bradley Beal. He's not going to get anybody except maybe just a solid point guard. Maybe, and somebody might give you a mid first round pick. That's okay. That's okay, because it's addition by subtraction. I honestly, and I know he's not the same. He's not as talented. I take T.J. McConnell. I know that's as far as the ability, but at least he can run the point guard position. He could help your team. He wouldn't create a distraction. You're not going to get a player that's going to take you to the next level. You're going to get a player that will be a teammate, will help you get to the next level. Maybe you get a little bit better, but they're in no man's land right now. So Daryl Morey, you know, Glenn Rivers.
He lost Doc.
He lost Doc. And actually, I address him at news conferences as Glenn. I don't know that he likes that.
I'm sure he doesn't. But
Glenn Rivers is now kind of in the background, because whatever way he coaches or doesn't coach, we won't look at that. We'll look at Simmons, mm-hmm. and we'll look at Daryl Morey. I don't know, and the players don't want to talk about it. So now you got to start. There's got to be a finger starting to point in the direction of Daryl Morey. Don't tell me I'm not taking 50 cents on the dollar when Ben Simmons is only worth 25 cents on the dollar.
Yeah, and he's actually going to start losing value now. Forget gaining value. Like, the whole thing, Howard, that he could come back in here, he could play, his value would go up. Why would his value go up? Is anyone in the NBA stupid? Like, no one's going to watch this guy play if he does come in and play and like, oh, yeah, now I'm going to give up more for him. He is what he is. Everyone in the NBA knows what he is. Howard, this is a distraction. I mean, yesterday we were watching the video here in front of us on TV. He's practicing in sweatpants. If you're practicing in sweatpants or whatever the heck he's got on there, you're not really practicing. And then today he won't go in the drill. This is ridiculous. He should have been off this team in the summer. He asked out. The Sixers should have moved on. And Howard, you and I talked about it last year. When they had the chance to get James Harden, that's when this whole thing started to go the opposite way. They had a chance last year, and I don't know where Morey stopped, where the offer stopped. That was the trade to make. And ever since then, this has just been, you know, like they're wasting time here. That was the trade. They had a chance to get James Harden. They didn't do it. And now, like, this can't continue into the season. What happens now? It's a one-game suspension. So what do we do 2 days from now? The home opener is on Friday night?
Well, Glenn Rivers said, oh, we'll see what happens at practice on Thursday. The way it normally works when they play a game the night before,
they don't practice
the next day. So he just kind of conned his way. So then when he gets to Thursday, we didn't have practice today. And I wouldn't be shocked if he gives the players off and then they have the walkthrough like they've done a lot for the last year.
Before the opener Friday.
Before the game.
Yeah.
And it's a 7:30 game, so the guys don't have to come in late. What is today, Tuesday?
Today's Tuesday.
I may have said it last week. I don't know if I said it with you or I said it on Saturday. I don't think he was going to play in the home opener, and now it's even worse.
Can you imagine
how he'll be torched if he plays in the home opener?
He couldn't even face you guys today, Howard. He got suspended. He got thrown out of practice. He didn't want to talk today. I don't think he'll ever wear the uniform again in a game. He's going to have a back injury 2 days from now. He's going to be out. His calf's going to hurt. Do you think he's ever going to play for the Sixers again? I don't. I think this is all nonsense. Like, this is all a charade, Ben and his agent, and the Sixers, too. This is all a charade. He's not going to play here anymore. If they don't get it by now, I don't understand what they're waiting for. And, Howard, I'm with you on this. We've talked about Morey a lot the last year. They could have traded him. They could have traded him already. And the Sixers are at fault because they let this spoiled kid go out of control. I mean, this is their fault. They gave him a max deal, Howard. He couldn't shoot then. He can't shoot now. Like, they have been conned. The Sixers were conned by Ben Simmons. Like, they've been fooled for years about this kid. He's not that good of a player, and this is their fault that we're here. I mean, you keep giving a spoiled kid something, he's going to keep expecting he gets whatever he wants.
Hold it. Joe, did you say that Benjamin Simmons is not that good of a player?
He's not.
You know, well, wait a minute. For years, I've heard, and from some of the people on this station, he was a generational player.
Generational.
He was a possible Hall of Famer, and they believed he would get to the Hall of Fame. I've heard that. And when I was on with you, mm-hmm. I guess it was before this in the offseason, whenever it wasn't that long ago, maybe a couple of months, when I said they should have traded him, found a way to get James Harden if they could, And the caller said, no. And I said, well, who would you rather have, James Harden or Ben Simmons?
And they answered
and
us,
the guy,
Simmons.
Ben Simmons. And that's when I said, I'm done with this guy.
Yeah, yeah, I've never seen you so exasperated. Like, that was the end of the conversation. Like, all right, you win.
Joey's all yours. Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's a joke. And Howard, this is any excitement I have for the season's gone. Like, I don't even care they're playing tomorrow night. Like, I have no excitement for this team this season because this is just hovering over everything.
No, and it's every game they will be asked, as long as he's on this team in one way, shape, or form, about Ben Simmons.
Are you going to integrate him back in? Is he still welcome? What would you do? Like, this is the whole story.
Seth Curry today, he said, you know, he just dismissed all the questions. He says, we're doing fine. And it'll be fine because we're okay. And then I said, well, if you don't know who you're playing with, how's it going to be fine? You know what he said? I know who I'm playing with.
Not Ben.
Think that's what he meant.
They know he's not going to play. Yeah, they get it.
It's beyond a joke
now. Well, then I'm seeing the reports from Woj. The Sixers are still waiting. No rush. They're going to wait out for a star return.
You know what? Woj is a mouthpiece.
But it's coming from somewhere.
Okay.
Maury? Well, it's coming from Maury? They're going to wait for a star player? Like, what is he? What does he think is going to happen?
Let me see. Woj has a connection with Josh Harris.
Yeah.
Who obviously talks to Daryl Morey. Mark Stein has a connection with the agent because it was a cell phone in his pocket yesterday. And then the agent told him it was his practice jersey wrapped up in his pocket.
Why would someone have a practice jersey
in
their
Mark
pocket?
Stein deleted the tweet that it was a cell phone.
Oh.
So he's a fraud. He's not working for ESPN anymore.
No, he's got his own newsletter now.
Okay, great. Knock yourself out.
You signed up for it.
Okay. And then who's the other? Shams. I still trust Shams, but obviously he's got a connection. So they don't go too far to the negative,
right?
Because they still want the information.
They kind of hold that line.
But Woj is always a mouthpiece for the organization. That's why he gets so much information, and God bless him. I mean, that's what
he does. He's an information broker. Yeah,
right. Okay. So you're never going to be critical of the teams in any real way because you're getting information. So it's just, but they're waiting for him. What do you mean you're waiting for him? They can't say we're going to dump him, but they've got to. If he has to stay up 24 hours a day. And I know Daryl Morey does a lot of social media. So if it takes away from his social media, he's going to have to take himself away from social media.
Priorities.
Yeah. So, and it's nonsense that he puts on social media, too. Another guy. But this organization is a joke. It really is.
Well, it's a circus right now. I mean, they're the laughingstock of the league.
Yeah, but it is a joke. And I was on board with, at that time, it was Doc Rivers. Now it's Glenn Rivers. I was on board with Glenn Rivers. I was on board with Daryl Morey because they were names.
Yeah.
They were an upgrade, I thought, from what they had. But really, were they an upgrade? Is there anything different about this team with Glenn Rivers or Daryl Morey?
No, it's a new circus.
No.
It's the same thing. There's no clowns. It's the same thing. It's not.
So,
I just can't believe that we're still doing this. He's not going to play here, and his value is not going up. I think Morey just wants to be the smartest guy in the room sometimes. Just make a trade.
It's a joke. It's a joke. I'm so tired of this nonsense. Ben Simmons is such a bad guy. He's a bad guy because he's so about himself. He's a bad guy as an athlete. You know, I don't know how he is with his friends, whatever friends he may have.
Well, he's a selfish athlete. It's pretty clear.
Right. So he's not good for a team. He never has been. You know, mommy and daddy coddle him.
Well, then
he only cares about money.
The Sixers coddled him years.
The Ben Abler, Glenn Rivers.
How about last year? I mean, he basically talked down to everyone in Philadelphia. Like, we don't know what we're talking about. You don't really need to shoot.
All right,
Glenn. Well, we watch what happens.
I don't even know. You know. Are there still people out there? This is my question, and I can't believe there are. Are there still people out there that say, "Yeah, we still want Ben Simmons"? Are there still those people?
There can't be.
I'm telling you, there's some nitwits out there.
Yeah, we know there are a lot of nitwits,
morons, and dopes.
But you gotta be a real dope to want Ben Simmons.
I'm telling you, I'll bet you there's somebody out there.
Well, maybe we'll hear from our 215-592-9494. Sean is up on WIP. Hey, Sean.
Hey, my guys. All right. Well, first off, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, we got you, Sean. What are you thinking?
Oh, man, a lot, really. I mean, well, this Ben Simmons thing, for one. I mean, here's the thing. I've known this from the moment he got drafted, like, and he was competing with Donovan Mitchell for Rookie of the Year. Like,
that was a joke.
Like, really and truly, like, this dude is not good. He has an ego. We've always known that. Even before Kendall Jenner, if you're just talking about his personality, here's the thing, right? And this is why I can't blame Daryl Morey, right? And you guys got to agree with this, right? They just took over last year. I think the thought process was under a new regime and you know, ownership, we're going to give Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons a year to play together. I think that was the plan under Doc Rivers, the new head coach.
I think it was too. But we got to the summer, Sean, right after the playoffs happened. They could have traded him this summer. Like that's what bothers me more than anything. Like they could have, this should have been done by now.
Facts. But here's the thing. Daryl Morey, he's smart. And
he is?
Here's the thing. If I were to believe in anybody, it'd be him.
Why?
Aspect.
I want an answer. Why?
Just with the Russell Westbrook, the Chris Paul, you know what the thing
what
is?
What did he do? They never won.
That's true, but he's not afraid to take risks. Like,
oh,
a lot
he isn't,
of guys
huh?
In management, they'll go with the status quo before they even decide to make a move, right? So that's one thing that I can appreciate. But the thing about Ben Simmons, and I said this again, and I want you to elaborate on this, please, because D'Angelo Russell, if it comes down to it, Daryl Morey, he's holding him because at the end of the day, we have a three-time All-Star. Everybody in Philly should know. He's not an All-Star. He's not an All-Star. Wait. Everybody in Philly should know he's a regular season stat machine where he can get those stats without really even trying.
Yeah, I mean, we get what he is, but I don't care. Here's the bottom line. And Sean, we appreciate the call. It doesn't matter he's an All-Star.
He's not a three-time All-Star. He was on the All-Star team three times. But LeBron, when they were choosing up sides, got him into the game because his company represents Ben Simmons. Let's be accurate about
this.
And
let's also be real. The league has spoken. If the league thought he was a great player, don't you think that the Sixers would have a great offer? Yeah. When great players are on the market, teams trade. Like, remember when Anthony Davis was on the market? The Lakers. And this, everyone was falling over themselves to trade for him. Yep. Who's falling over themselves for Ben Simmons? Nobody. Right, like there's a trade to be made, I'm sure, but like I just think Morey can't handle that he's not going to get much back. I think it's like that's why this is not happening. He's got to deal with it.
It only becomes better once you get rid of him for whatever you get rid of him for.
And I think Morey can't handle he's not going to win the deal. That's what I think this is about, and that's not good being a good GM.
Daryl Morey, I don't even know what the trade was.
Brandon's in Center City. What's up, Brandon?
I'm sorry.
Hey guys. All right. So you started off the show talking about, you know, he could have traded him for Harden last year. They should have made that deal.
Yep.
I still find it really hard to believe that Houston was ever acting in good faith in any of those negotiations. The fact that they took the package they did from Brooklyn shows me that they were never interested in trading Harden and giving Morey that satisfaction.
So, Brandon, before you go on, I've heard this a lot. So do you think Daryl Morey's stupid?
Of course not. I think he's,
well, wait,
I think
but
he's
then wait a second.
So,
but then you think he got played? Because the whole thing the whole thing was two teams. It was the Sixers and the Nets, and it went on for a week. So if you don't think they ever were seriously going to give the Sixers Harden, then he got played.
Whether he got played or whether he was engaging in the negotiations, thinking that maybe Houston would execute the deal, and you know, in the back of his mind, thinking, you know, who knows what's going to happen? I don't know the answer to that. Maybe he did get played. That doesn't mean that he's not a smart person because he was fooled by, you know, one person, Houston. My next thing with Morey.
Well, we're not saying whether he's intelligent or not. We're saying, is he doing a good job?
Yeah, and also, Brandon, there was Mark Stein, who we brought up earlier, one of the insiders we mentioned. He had a report in May that the Sixers wouldn't include Maxey in the trade discussions. I don't think he offered everything he could. That's the way I viewed it. Like, he made an offer, but they took the Nets offer because they liked that offer better.
And fair enough, and we'll never know the true answer to that question unless Morey comes out and says it. So that's fair. However, Howard, I get, you know, Morey hasn't won, although Howie Roseman's won a championship, and everybody in this town would have you believe he's a horrible GM. So winning a championship isn't my number one criteria for a general manager. I think it's very clear that Morey knows what he's doing. Has he handled this situation perfectly? It remains to be seen. I think it's impossible to expect anybody to handle this situation perfectly when Ben Simmons is acting like a petulant 12-year-old child not getting what he wants, and you have no idea.
I think it's unfair for you to compare. Well, it's not unfair. It's apples and oranges when you compare a football guy, because it takes a lot more. And I'm not saying that was Howie Roseman that won him a championship. But in basketball, all you need is one. It's just like one trade, one player.
Maury made that trade. Maury got them in the position to win championships. It just so happened.
But they didn't.
In the same conference as one of
them. But they didn't. They didn't.
You know what I'm saying?
They didn't.
He gave them a chance. He gave them a chance. They were a true contender.
Look, Brennan, he's had a good career, obviously. Obviously, it's a nice career, right? He's won a lot of games. The bottom line is right now in Philadelphia, he's got to do a better job. I mean, he's got his second most important player, second best player, whatever you want to call him, third best, he's ruining the season. Like, this is a mess. I just don't understand where the Sixers go from here, Howard. That's what I want to know. What next? Because they can't think this is going to get better. It's going to get worse.
There's just no way. They're in Never Never Land right now. Never Never Land with Simmons. Mm-hmm. Never Never Land with the team. You know what I would have offered, and I don't know what would have happened with James Harden. Three number one picks and Simmons.
And they wanted Maxey. And they could have Maxey.
Okay, then make it two number one picks. So whatever it is, because those number one picks, if you had Harden, weren't going to be that good anyway.
Right.
And if you're a good organization, you're going to find players. You're going to find some guys that don't get drafted. There's only two rounds in the draft. You're going to find a pick in the second round. You're going to find somebody if you're good at evaluating people. But I guess he's probably more into computers anyway. But it's just and with Houston, what did he do? We got Westbrook. Westbrook's been traded, twice since or once since?
I mean, his claim to fame is getting Harden, right?
He's actually been traded twice since. So it's not, he went to Washington and then he's been traded again.
I mean, Daryl Morey's career is based on James Harden becoming a star when he got to Houston. That's his career.
And he got him because Oklahoma City had no other options because teams were capped out. So they were the only team that didn't, and then my son says, well, he got him in that position. And no, it stopped. It just...
And listen, I don't think anyone's saying Daryl Morey's bad, but he's not handled this well. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Nope.
This should have been done in the summer. When the players in the NBA, and we've talked about Howard, they run the league. When a player doesn't want to be somewhere, it usually doesn't turn around.
Nope.
It goes the opposite way, and now we have a player with sweatpants and a phone and not running drills in practice. This is a joke. 215-592-9494.
I have one question today, one question in practice, and I didn't ask it. I knew I wouldn't get an answer, obviously. But did Simmons have his cell phone with him during practice? I really, if it went longer, I might have. It was a little lighter conversation, but it wasn't a light news conference. And the reason I ask is because if he got thrown out of practice, he would have probably called mommy. And see, mommy.
I thought he might be looking at the likes on his Instagram post. Maybe a like from Howard Eskin there. Do you ever like his posts?
No. Never. It's garbage.
215-592-9494. We'll come back. Your phone calls, Ben Simmons, the Sixers. This is a mess. We'll discuss it. Both Howard and I are frustrated with Daryl Morey. We're all frustrated with Ben, but Morey's culpable in all this. We'll talk some Sixers and some Eagles here, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long.
Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.